Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in New York requesting a search warrant for a location in the city where they think the suspect in Brian Thompson's killing may have been staying. Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, who was gunned down yesterday morning outside a hotel in Midtown. The U.S. Supreme Court could consider several options in regard to the arguments heard yesterday on whether transgender health care for minors should be an issue left up to the states, including Tennessee, one of 26 states where it's not allowed.
The justices could simply uphold Tennessee's ban on these treatments or send the case back down to the lower courts to take a closer look at the constitutional issues. A decision is expected by June.
That's ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran. President-elect Trump's defense secretary nominee Pete Hegseth is expected on Capitol Hill again today. He has spent the past several days meeting with senators and conducting interviews defending himself against allegations of sexual misconduct, alcohol abuse, and financial mismanagement. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The WIAA admits it made the wrong call when admitting high school football teams to the playoffs this year, and Madison West should have made the cut. Right now, under WIAA rules, it's just math. The teams that win the most games get into the playoffs, but the problems come up when there are ties. Long story short, Madison West was not admitted to the playoffs, and coaches, parents, and players have been pushing the WIAA, saying the math wasn't right. Now the WIAA agrees, saying their computer program was wrong and that Madison West's football team should have gotten to the playoffs. It would have been their first playoff berth since 2019. And World AIDS Day was earlier this week. About 7,400 Wisconsinites are HIV positive. The number of newly diagnosed people hit a 10-year high in recent years, but treatment has come a long, long way. According to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, 94% of people got care services they need within 3 months of their diagnosis. HIV and AIDS have been massively stigmatized since they were first discovered in the 80s, which harms the people who need help and support, according to Boston University social scientist Anthony Petro.
When you think about public health itself, it is the application of medicine to a public, and that depends upon us knowing who the public is that we care about.
When they weren't getting support from the government, local activists helped advance the awareness movement. There was no funding for treatment and prevention until medical researchers learned it was a virus. And what a cool thing to come out of Giving Tuesday. Someone donated enough money to the Milwaukee Art Museum to make admission for kids free forever. They got an anonymous gift of $3.5 million from someone who wanted to create art experiences for kids. So children under 12 now get free admission. It started right away and should last forever. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Our passes were really late.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 8 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s. We'll be back in the 30s to 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action.
Yippee-ki-yay, Dreamhouse Seekers.
The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll see how feisty those winds are with Brittany Merlot and a little weather and wine. We talk sports with J.R. Radcliffe and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
He's a highly decorated veteran. As I recall, two Bronze Stars fought in, two theaters of war. You're gonna get to these hearings. I don't see why the FBI, in its present constitution, in the FBI, I don't see why they should be allowed to vet anybody. They don't deserve it. They haven't earned it. Putting in Cash Patel and Pam Bondi and others to clean the corrupt stables of the Justice Department and the FBI. Why can't the Senate, without the FBI, let the Senate do its own job with its own staff and come up with its own questions? That's my last question to you, sir.
We pretty much do that anyway, Larry. We're not going to listen to the fake Bureau of Investigation. Mm. They've been off the rails now for the last 4 or 5 years.
That was Larry Kudlow defending the fact that Pete Hegseth is not a drunk. Is that what? Right. That was Larry Kudlow defending Pete.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Did you know there's a lot of valuable minerals in tequila?
I can't say definitively.
Greenland is a strategic place up there. They got a lot of valuable minerals.
That was Larry Kudlow, who has been drunk on, I believe it was 5 morning shows in a row one Sunday. Remember that Sunday?
Drunk's got to stick together.
He is defending Pete Hegseth. Okay. All right. Got it. And that was Senator Football McDum. Mm-hmm.
For good
Connie
measure.
Connie Tuberville. Yeah. Yes, for good measure. Wow, on those very subjects, Chris.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Wait, you said uh-oh. See, she's made you doubt yourself.
Oh, I...
Normally, she says uh-oh.
I've doubted myself since childhood. Are you kidding me?
Who said we're entering a world where the rule of law is turned inside out? Who has said we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens who helped Joe Biden rig the presidential elections? We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly. We'll figure that out. But, yeah, we're putting you all on notice. We're about to enter a world where the rule of law is going to be turned inside out, where everything converted into bizarro world version. Who said that?
Wile E. Coyote's super genius.
No, completely wrong. That's Michael Tomasky. We didn't have time to get to this scary piece because of the other scary piece we talked about yesterday.
Tomasky, we love what he has to say.
We certainly do. As I'm told by my jingle. It's a world the conservative movement has been building for 50 years. It took Trump to dare to say the things that no other Republican president would quite say, how the entire legal apparatus of the United States government is illegitimate and corrupt. Who said that?
Sylvester the Cat.
Oh, Michael Tomasky. Tomasky, we love what he has to say.
Okay.
Who said, I go on, I could go on, but you get the idea. Everything is the opposite of what your lying eyes saw for themselves. America, it involves prosecutors, investigators, lawyers, and politicians, but complicit in all of it is the media. Who said that?
Witch Hazel.
No. Oh, it's a good astringent guess.
Oh, That was also a Warner Brothers character.
Yes, she was.
Oh, I thought you were going into.
She had hair that was all janky.
And yeah,
and she walked really.
She'd zoom away, and hairpins would.
Right, they would all bend, and she had really skinny little legs, but a big.
Who said okay? Everybody, shush.
Stephanie Miller.
I came down here this morning, and I thought you were in the middle of some very intense show prep, and you're playing some game, Wordle game.
Connections on from the New York Times.
I had to throw up a flare to get you.
The show hadn't even started yet.
Yeah, we were a good 6 minutes away.
Right.
God. It's like I did have children. Like, put that down, and let's find a soundbite.
But we're older than you.
Today's Connections was very,
very
hard.
Very hard.
I heard the whining from all the way upstairs. Okay, who said...
I'm still hurt.
The Patel nomination is the clearest signal yet, and there have been several already. There are plenty clear that Trump intends to use the FBI and the DOJ for purely personal purposes and subvert reality to such an extent it will change Americans' understanding of what justice even is, and that is not a joke.
Crazy cat.
No, that was Michael Chmielewski in his other fantastic piece. Okay. So please, with the Joe Biden's pardon, people are going to lose faith in the justice system. Oh. Really, putting a convicted felon rapist in the office is not, who just got away with 11 billion crimes that just got dismissed. That hasn't shattered people's faith.
I was just reading the Pod Save America guys were whining about.
Oh, shut up! I'm so sick of white millionaire guys. Shut up, you Bill Maher, you.
Me?
Pod Save Drew douches. No, I'm just pointing in your... There's only so many directions to point.
Okay. I'm like, millionaire. When did that happen?
Can I have some?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Meanwhile, just let's... We're having a pardon party. Everybody, shut up. Just shut up.
I went to a pardon party to get off with my crook friends. A chance to make Trump's legacy and make it stink again. But when I got to the pardon party, they all knew my name. And Trump, he recognized me because we're both insane. Because he's all tried now, he didn't learn his lesson well. You see, he can't spring everyone, so he wants to spring himself.
Oh,
wow, that's twang you're talking about, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, based on Garden Party.
Yeah,
we like twang. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of pardons, did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene raised eyebrows when she posted on Twitter that following Joe Biden's pardon of his son, she would like a blanket pardon from President Trump. Huh, what? If Democrats are going to play the pardon game, she wrote, then we should do the same thing. Trump can just blanket pardon all of us, too. You recall the January 6th committee said that Cassidy Hutchinson revealed she asked for a pardon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you need a pardon for?
You know who's asking that same question from the bag, deep down in the bag of rats? Laura Loomer.
What?
Laura Loomer, right-wing lunatic, said of Marjorie Taylor Greene, right-wing lunatic, Marjorie Taylor Greene admits she's done something that would make her need a pardon. Ooh, fight. Yes, what is it? Pipe bomber. Excuse me. Oh, have you ever had, your coffee not quite, pipe bomber, go down entirely?
Uh-huh. Wrong.
Go down the wrong pipe?
Bless me. But yeah, something went down the wrong pipe bomber. Yeah, I don't know what she would need a pardon. Do you, Jody? Pipe bomber. Okay.
Allegedly.
Right. Well, I just got something caught in my throat. Do I have to say allegedly?
No.
By for clearing a pipe? Bomber. What? Okay. All right. I wanted to address this on because a lot of our, beloveds and people that are smart regulars on our show, yada, yada, have had questions, let's just say, about the election. So we were saying Dino Badala has been talking about it. John Pavlovitz, who was fantastic at our Durham Sexy Liberal show, who I love, who's a pastor. He's an actual pastor.
Yes.
And so he said, he tweeted yesterday, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch, but I do not believe this election result would hold up to a forensic audit or a single swing state recount. And the fact that no efforts were made by Dems to do the smallest due diligence
will always be extremely disappointing. So our friend Brett from Midas Touch said, can we please stop with this? Audits are conducted after the election in 49 states already. The Harris campaign does not believe an extra recount is necessary, nor do top election lawyers, nor do Democratic secretaries of state. She lost. It sucks, but it's the truth. Right. And so that led to a whole, you know, I mean, the part of, like I was saying, more than one smart person that I know said to me privately, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but WTF this, right. You know, and I understand it. A, first of all, we know Russia interfered, you know, and so people, you think they just stopped in 2024? We know the stuff that was out in the open between the bomb threats and the disinformation and all that. So, no, I wouldn't put anything past Putin, Netanyahu, Trump. Trump has cheated all his life, right. Literally everything. So I understand it. But to Brett's point, if Mark Elias were saying something, I would write.
Yeah, that'd be different.
Or you know, Eric Holder or Kamala Harris, you know. Right. But that's where I just, you know, I'm kind of. Trust me, I'm as depressed about this election result as everybody. But anyway, I just don't like any more infighting. I love everybody. I love all the Midas Touch guys. I love John Pavlovitz. I love Dino Vidala. I understand people having questions and whatever. But
you love the Pod Save guys.
Not right today.
Not okay.
At this moment.
All right. You'll come around, though, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, yeah. But there's always people I can hate more on the other side. Like, have you noticed, it's so subtle, so I'll just ask you as a proud owner of a vagina, have you noticed a slight whiff of misogyny on the right?
Stosh.
Also, could they be bigger weirdos?
Yes.
They're just, Tim Walz was right, they're just weirdos. Mm-hmm. Like, Nick Fuentes, I smell a lot of gay, but
yeah,
he says he's an incel so that nobody wants to see his bits, and he hasn't seen anybody's. What he says, he lives in his mom's basement, and
he doesn't have any bits for as far as we know.
Okay, but he says he's an incel, right?
Yeah. He's involuntary.
I don't think it's voluntary. I don't think anybody will him. I think that's
right. Yeah. He's embarrassed about his bits, so he won't let any girl see them.
Okay.
He's awful.
You know, your wife is not your big sister. She's your f***ing wife. She is your dominion. Okay? You own her. And she is subject to you. She is your subject. She is your helper. You can call her. Okay, if you're having sex with her, you can call her whatever you want. Okay? On your anniversary, you could call her your queen. Whatever the f***. But she's your wife. And she is your dependent, just like your children.
No.
It is such a mystery why no woman will him. I don't, Jody, you and I, we'll crack this code. It's like the Da Vinci Code. Okay. Yeah, one more, yeah. Okay.
There's a reason why President Trump.
And women should be treated like children, basically. Not like your buddy, not like your best companion. Uh-huh. Your best friend should be another guy. Your wife is your wife. And if you really enjoy the company of your wife that much, I have bad news for you. You're gay. Because that's who really loves the company of women. I've said it so many times, and it's so true.
They're just so weird. Oh, my God. Says a guy that's celibate that lives in his mom's basement. I can't. Oh, my God. How about the people, the Christians walking out of Wicked in a huff? Because apparently there's witches in it. It's like, but
did
yes!
You know?
Did you?
It's the concept of the film.
Oh, God. And Tucker Carlson, the whole, like, Trump's daddy and America's little girl's going to get a bigger spanking. It's like, you're so weird.
Tucker Carlson, who's currently in Moscow.
Yes, in Moscow again. Oh, my God. Trying to work. I'm saving that to talk to Malcolm about.
Sorry. I blew that.
But, yeah. Nicely done. What is it? He's such a traitor. So he's over there interviewing Lavrov this time. Mm-hmm. Because he says, oh, you know, the Biden administration, like, nobody's talking to Russia, so I'm going to go stop a nuclear war. Oh, shut up. Okay.
Aww.
Mommy's sleepy.
You need a hug?
No, I do not. Okay. I need to shiv someone. Okay, I'm just kidding.
You need a vibrator?
I'm kidding. What?
You need a vibrator?
No, I'm not a fan. Okay. Malcolm Nance and Carlos El Rocky. That's what I need. Coming up, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... I'm just feeling stabby. I apologize.
Oh, hey, yeah. You know, all right. We all do at some point.
Yeah, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders. Yeah. This is a fantastic gift idea. They are the warmest thermal socks in the world, but did you know they make way more than just socks?
What?
They make perfect gifts for family. You know, they make the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, their blankets. OMG, the softest blanket I've ever felt. They make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layer is a game changer, like their socks. They come in three levels of warmth, originals, lights, and ultralights. So it's like a thermostat. No matter what part of the country you're listening
right.
from, there's something for you at Heat Holders. 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. The code is Miller to receive 15% off your entire order, and shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Heatholders.com. Type in the code Miller. Heat Holders, making life warmer.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a bad mama Gemma. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad mama Gemma. Oh, just as fine as she can be.
Why, thank you. I am indeed a bad mama Gemma. Thank you. 25 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance calling us as Rocky all coming up on the big shoe. Oh, this is Donald's new press secretary. I believe just yesterday she deleted her tweets praising Mike Pence for doing his duty on January 6th and also one of the Capitol policemen. She deleted those quickly.
They were wished out into the cornfield.
Okay, here she is.
And what President Trump has that no other candidate who has ever run for office in modern history has is authenticity. And he tells the truth. And you might not like the truth all the time, but he tells it. And when he says he's going to do something, he delivers on that promise.
When he says he's going to go after his rivals, he'll deliver
was
on
she,
that.
Was she telling the truth when she praised Mike Pence?
Is that what you call... I was going to say, is that what... You mean authentic, like you praised Mike Pence and also the Capitol Police?
And then, and then try to delete it?
And you can't delete anything on the internet.
No, it lives forever.
You know what that is, seems like, Chris, is inauthentic to me. That seems like someone being incredibly inauthentic.
Are you accusing...
But who better to speak about someone's authenticity?
Are you accusing someone in the Trump administration of being inauthentic?
Yes. Oh, how about, speaking of which, Mitch McConnell.
Oh, boy.
Hey, did... He's talking about... Okay. Judicial.
Tomorrow from President Obama, elections have consequences.
No, shut your turtle hole.
But these consequences are for the political branches of government. For sitting judges to change their announced retirement plans because of the presidential election results. Or the Senate executive calendar puts them in three zip codes away from their proper.
Okay, I can't. He makes me want to fall asleep on a piece of lettuce. I can't. He literally said, don't play politics with judicial. Did he say don't?
Yes, he said that. He said that.
Okay, let's just skip to Senator Durbin. All right.
I listened carefully to my colleague from Kentucky explain his concerns about the filling of four circuit court vacancies and the possibility, and I don't know for any certainty, but the possibility that two of those four judges have decided not to retire, but to stay on the bench. And he raises a question about whether that's fair. Well, I'd like to call the Senate's attention to the fact that there was a moment in time when we were shocked to learn that Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia had died while on a hunting trip. I believe it was in the month of January or February.
Yeah, that's what my recollection.
It was the last year that President Obama's presidency, the second term.
Yeah.
And so the president, President Obama, said he was going to set out to fill the vacancy created by the death of Anton Scalia. And he was proposing his nominee, Merrick Garland, the judge then at the time, who's now our attorney general. And the decision was made almost instantly by the senator from Kentucky, the same senator who just talked about delaying and filling vacancies. The decision was made by him not to fill the Supreme Court vacancy.
Yeah.
This was in February of the last year of Obama's presidency.
Yeah, I remember that now.
And in fact, it wasn't filled until a new president, and in this case, Donald Trump, came in his first term.
I just realized the other layer of that tragedy. No, Merrick Garland is Attorney General. He would have been on the Supreme Court. Okay, one last one.
It was the last year that Senator come to the floor from Kentucky and talk about whether there's any gamesmanship going on. I don't know, but I will tell you that we saw it at the highest possible level in filling the vacancy on the Supreme Court when Anton Scalia passed away. I think what the American people are looking for is fair play. That's not unreasonable. and they're looking for qualified
nominees. All right, thank you, Dick. I'll take it from here. Also, Amy Coney Island.
Yeah.
By the way, when people go, oh, it was only a month before the election. No, early voting had started.
Yeah,
it was in the middle of an election that he shoved Amy Coney Island in.
Yep.
God. All right, sorry. Dick Durbin was just too slow talking for me just then.
I'm sorry.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour, we had our Cub reporter, Carlos Alzraqui, live from Disneyland on how very horrible. It was practically empty. People can't afford eggs. They can't afford Disneyland. Oh, no, that's not it. It was
the opposite of it.
All right. Coming up next hour, Malcolm Nance next.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-8-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year, wildland firefighters battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone. For some communities, it's not a question of if wildfires strike, but when. And a single ember can travel more than 1 mile. As it twists and turns and floats through the air, that single ember can find its way to where you live and can ignite and destroy your home or your community. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. You can't control where the ember will land, but you can control what happens when it does. You can take action now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. Prepare, protect, prevail. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
So I want to be clear at the outset, against the backdrop of these dangerous times, the idea that we must choose between our allies, that somehow we're with either America or Europe, is plain wrong. I reject it utterly. Attlee did not choose between allies. Churchill did not choose. The national interest demands that we work with both.
I love a British accent, don't you?
Yes.
See Carol Burnett's sketch.
Yeah.
About people's British accents can get away with anything.
Yes, the Anthony Newley sketch.
All right. Hey, look who's here. Hey. Yeah.
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy pants.
Hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning.
Look at you in your man cave drinking from your spy cup. All right.
Yeah, I have to have a calming cup of lemon, chamomile, crack cocaine in order to get through what I'm sure you were going to use to excite me, whatever that is.
Well, first of all, can I just say I knew you would be on our team on this ridiculous pearl clutching over the president pardoning his son. You retweeted Empty Wheel, who said some reasons we're having this ridiculous conversation about the Hunter Biden pardon instead of Kash Patel's unfitness to lead the FBI, which is, hello, far more corrupt. Mm-hmm. Our legacy press simply failed to cover corruption of Trump's pardons, full stop. Pick sniffing is an cheap, easy journalism, quote unquote. I mean, oh my God, Malcolm. Where do we even start with it? You also retweeted Jody, why should President Biden explain himself, pardon his son who's been villainized by Trump and his cults for 10 years? Off with your hypocrisy, and for the Democrats who are making their opinion known, you can off too. Biden is protecting his son. Is there a parent out here that wouldn't do this, given who he is appointing?
No, and here's what I'm going to say about the Hunter Biden situation now that you've espoused all of this. I don't care, okay?
Yes.
This people are a continuing criminal organization, and for them to sit there and go, oh, he pardoned Hunter Biden, they're literally half, if not more, of the people who are buying guns in the United States. Failed that question about whether they've used marijuana or are continuing marijuana or drugs or abuse alcohol. They all lie on that BATF.
Thank you.
Every one of them.
400 million guns in the USA, Malcolm.
No one has ever been convicted of this unless you were Pablo Escobar and you used the guns in some other circumstance and they wanted to nail you down on that. If this was all about prosecuting Hunter Biden. And since when has the right-wing extremists out there ever had a problem with people buying guns?
Thank you.
That he lied on a form. Okay, let's talk about lying on a form. Let's go over to Kash Patel for a minute. This man is incompetent. He is a utter moron. He used his position under General Michael Flynn, then when he was over at the House and the Senate, to reveal classified information all throughout the Trump-Russia scandal that should never have been done.
He took the fifth.
He's likely the person that got those documents.
Right.
Yeah. He couldn't pass an FBI background check, and he's going to lead the FBI. It's just, okay.
Look, that's designed to get you all excited, to distract you. These are sparkly little things. Trump knows that if he puts Kash Patel there, he had to be appointed to his positions. He could never qualify for any of them. There's no merit in him. He is a henchman, plain and simple as that. And let me tell you something, okay? If all of these horrible things about him are disqualifying, then that photo of him as a leather daddy wearing those Italian boots with a sock stuffed down his pants, if you were to show that to the evangelical community, would either get them excited or it would get his nomination.
Right. Let's a little time, so many traitors. Let's talk about Tucker Carlson being back in Moscow interviewing Lavrov now. Saying he's preventing, he says, an impending nuclear conflict between the United States and Russia. He opened by accusing the Biden administration of escalating tensions with Russia and said asserted the U.S. is engaged in a hot war with Russia, unbeknownst to most Americans. And he says we're in a hot war with Russia. Yeah. The U.S. is. Yeah. But he's going to stop all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts?
Okay.
First, you're having a sip of chamomile.
And crack. Because that's, I need a cup as big as yours, that giant jug you got there.
Yeah.
You know, but that is me swallowing tolerance.
Yeah.
Let me explain something with Tucker Carlson. One, I think it's cute that now that the Russians fought a mandatory that he must come in for his fitness evaluation to Russia every quarter.
Right. It's
because
his performance
before
review.
He was just getting away with, you know, a telephone call or a Zoom call. Now the Russians want him in before they pay him.
Yeah.
That man, Tucker Carlson, I would have more respect for him if he was wearing that bow tie again. Because right now, him wearing the noose of whatever it is that Russia has over him that's made him love Moscow, an ex-KGB officer and his dirty henchmen. It's like one of these crazy upside-down Earth 35 worlds where, you know, Lex Luthor is now president and everyone has to suck up to him to get along. Yeah. And, you know, whether it's Kim Jong-un, who's it next? Is it the Iranians? These people have all figured out there's money out there to be a rhetorical traitor to the people of the United States. But somewhere along the lines, you know, they're going to have to determine whether, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Tucker Carlson, should he imperil Russia's message himself, has some physical rift in that country. But never mind. I'm sure he'll be on television with Edward Snowden and Steven Seagal.
Let's talk about Zelensky. An offer of NATO membership to territory under Kyiv's control could end the hot stage of the war in Ukraine, he said. But any proposal to join the military alliance should be extended to all parts of the country that fall under internationally recognized borders. Zelensky said the 32 members of NATO declared Ukraine on an irreversible path to membership. Zelensky said you can't give an invitation to just one part of a country. He said, so legally by law, we have no right to recognize the occupied territory of Russia. If we want to stop the hot stage of the war, we should take under the NATO umbrella the territory of Ukraine that we have under our control. That's what we need to do fast, and then Ukraine can get back to the other part of its territory diplomatically. So what do you, I mean, obviously, and Biden's trying to do everything he can before he leaves to put them in a good position, but what's your take on what's happening, having been there and served?
Well, first off, it's insulting to me as it is to virtually every other Ukrainian, you know, and I'm not a Ukrainian citizen, although I could get Ukrainian citizenship, but I fought for that nation, to suggest that Ukraine should just surrender everything Moscow took, which is one of the Trump administration proposals, and create a demilitarized zone, which would stop the conflict, which would allow Russia to reconstitute its army and carry out a surprise attack in the foreseeable future, and consider that some sort of peace. The crazy talk that's really out there is that Trump is trying to get a Nobel Peace Prize for, quote-unquote, ending the, as Joe Rogan keeps going and saying, the bloodshed in Ukraine. Let me tell you whose blood is being spilled in Ukraine. Russian blood. They are losing 1,500 men per day. Oh, also North Korean blood,
right?
Because the Ukrainians have finally figured out where they were and are pummeling them. So all of this disingenuous, Zelensky essentially needs to surrender in order to stop the bloodshed. Look, this would be like saying, look, you just landed on Iwo Jima, so to stop the bloodshed, let's stop the war on Japan and hold off on defeating Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
This is a nation run by a dictator. And if you let him have his way, whether it's through his minions in the White House or his paid solicitors on Fox News and in Joe Rogan's office and all these, you know, Tucker Carlson, then you are accommodating a dictator. Yeah. And let me tell you, I'm not the one who's going to call this off. The Ukrainian people are not going to let Moscow have their land in order to stop their bleeding.
Yeah. So let's get to your marching orders, Senior Chief. Because I was saying I think we should take heart in South Korea that, you know, the resistance worked. You know, I'm sure Trump was looking at it as a playbook, you know, martial law. But obviously was forced to back down almost immediately. Now we're probably on the road to impeachment. You write, as you know, I've been a practitioner of intelligence collection and secret activities for over 30 years, but I've also been an ardent student of World War II French resistance. Ha-ha! Vive la résistance! In Nazi-occupied France, the American people can learn lessons from how French society stood firm in the face of tyranny. I was just using South Korea as the latest example, but talk a little bit about the piece you wrote.
Yeah, I wrote a piece on Substack. And
five steps.
Subscriber,
to resisting tyranny. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you guys aren't a subscriber to my Substack, get over to Substack. I'm going to be posting essentially a manual on how to be a real resistor. And I don't mean, you know, there's a bunch of people out there who are all claiming I'm leading the resistance, you know, and just giving us news reports. You need...
I'm on the cover of a magazine as the leader of the resistance, mister. So if anybody's going to fight you...
You know, and we need lots more of you. We could just clone you.
There you go.
That would be so much better because here's who's not leading the resistance. The Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I love them, member of the party, all of this, they are the loyal opposition. They are not the wave that pushes the party to vote properly. And if that's not the case... You wouldn't have seen all this stuff that was going on, you know, Democrats turning on Joe Biden over the pardon and saying it's a violation of the law after Donald Trump pardoned in a boatload of criminals, including Jared Kushner's father.
Can I just say it's Lawrence O'Donnell was right about Democrats pushing Biden out to this. I mean, whether he should have run or not, stayed, you know, at all, or he got out too late or whatever. The fact is pushing him out that late was a fatal error, and, you know, history shows us that.
All I'm saying here is in my article is that you, the listener, you, the reader, whoever you are the heart of the resistance.
Yeah.
And you need to learn these five things that I have in that article, starting with, what is your resistance posture? Your resistance posture is the level of commitment you're going to put to it. Is it like me, where you get on radio, television, and start being shouty all day? I have an 8-foot banner coming that's going to be out in front of my house that said, I support the Constitution, not dictators.
Thank you.
All right? That means a very high resistance posture. But for most of you, you can resist in your everyday waking moments by saying, I will not comply with an administration, with a government, a regime that will take away rights. I will not comply with laws that will affect and hurt other American citizens.
Yeah.
You have rights too, and I'm sorry to say it. They are coming not just for your rights. Some of us they may be coming for physically. I've written four books about the Trump administration, and you know, this time it won't be them pulling me off MSNBC for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It may in fact be at risk to all of us.
But you know what? This is what we need more is a profile in courage. I was saying earlier, I've been talking about, you know, Mika and Joe going to, you know, Mar-a-Lago, Bill Maher saying he might quit his show because he's putting his pants over Trump. I'm like, what models of
really?
Cowardice? Yes. I'm like, you know what? Model courage and other people will follow. Don't model. And these are people with white people with millions of dollars. Imagine how the rest of us feel. You know, I mean, somebody wrote a great piece that we were very grateful for about Stephanie Miller's exhibiting rare courage in American media. It shouldn't be rare, Malcolm. It shouldn't be rare. There shouldn't be anything rare about what you're talking about here.
I got a quick question. Where are these liberal billionaires? I mean, we raised $1 billion in less than 60 days in this election, and most of that was grassroots.
Yeah.
Why can't we suddenly raise $50 million to create our own channel.
Thank you.
So that it doesn't have to be on Sirius Satellite, which could have its license pulled at any time. Where is our Joe Rogan? You're as close as we're going to get to that. You know, some of the people who are out there, we're not here to talk to the broligarchy about, you know, whether their pecs are any, you know, bigger than the other guys and whether they should insult and hate on women. We are here to represent the 30% of Americans that voted for Harris and Waltz. Then there's the other 40% of the United States that didn't vote at all. Listen, I have some orders for you.
All right.
I want you to refer. Remember, I keep talking to you about changing meta narratives.
Yes.
The framework around Trump. One, only refer to MAGA as the 31.
Yes.
The 31% of this nation that voted. That is all that MAGA consists of out of the electorate.
Yeah.
31%. Start using that.
Yep.
And the other one is, don't refer to Trump as Trump. I want you all to start referring to him as Mad King Donald. Because like Mad King George, when this nation won its independence, we need to get our independence away from this dictator tyrant that is about to come into office. One last thing. Stop talking in sentences. Start speaking short and plainly. This man is a tyrant in waiting. This man is a dictator. This man is a fat pig of a person who, if the Constitution were to bite him on the butt, he wouldn't know what it is because he doesn't care. And you've got 60 days to set your resistance posture.
Yep.
Are you going to actively fight with me, or are you going to be on the down low and make sure that things happen on a even scale and that you support whatever actions are being taken by anyone that is resisting this administration?
Resistance music, please. Malcolm writes, of this moment in time, the impending rise of an American dictatorship under the Trump regime has familiar themes in the Nazi occupation of France. Just remember this one truism, he ends. Politically, no one is coming to your rescue in a dictatorship. You are your own cavalry. Vive la résistance!
Vive la résistance!
Thank you, my friend.
I know all the words of La Marseillaise. Well, you watch Casablanca.
I bet you do.
I took so many years of French that I know all the words to.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We love you, Malcolm. Keep fighting the good fight. We're right there with you.
See you next week.
All right. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our new sponsors. I was just telling you, come on, you can say, I just say things extemporaneously off the air about how excited I am about Native Path. I put their collagen in my coffee. It's flavorless, tasteless. You just put it in your coffee. It's oh my God. It's good for everything. Your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. I mean, are you ready to move easily, independently, without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of, a pre-election glow?
Yeah, instead of whatever that was.
Right. Ooh. Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. It provides maximum benefit without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula. I've got a collagen PM I can put in my water at night that helps you sleep.
That'll work.
Right. Oh, my God. So great. Okay, you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is nativepath.com/Stephanie.
Okay, fine. Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe active Guard outdoor protection. Monitor agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Attention men, under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the state of the world today. Right? Can make you feel depressed, like we're headed in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. There are many ways you can make a difference, but take a stand with your phone company. It's the America's only progressive phone company, Credo. They have given over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits that are going to need us more than ever right now. Right. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from a phone company. Nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Get in. Get in the Corolla. We're going saving the world and money. Here we go. You could, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. 57 minutes after the hour, Brian Tyler Cohen, who was fantastic on the show yesterday, retweeted Representative Josh Schreiber, who said, make gay marriage illegal again. This is not remotely controversial nor extreme. Brian said this is what he came back with after a week with his family and God, destroying other people's families. Do not think it's hyperbole when Malcolm Nant says we are, you know, in 1930s Germany right now, or when people are like, oh, you're being hysterical. They're not going to try to overturn gay marriage. It's what they said to us about Roe. Yep. So vive la resistance is my point. Coffee with Carlos next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Caribou Coffee's Faith Flynn makes the popcorn pick of the week. Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge talks Christmas events around the state. Then we wrap up with WBAY morning show host Emerson Lehman. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.